Good morning, everybody. So it's been a while since I shared a voice message like this in this broadcast. So let me dive into the question. So this is a great question asked by a Victory Befriendee. A Victory Befriendee is someone who is basically in the journey of recovery. We call them sexually broken, means they are allowing God to break them and mold them and change them to become the man or the woman that God intends for them to be. So yeah. So the question is like this. The question is, what happens upon graduation? Okay. The befriendee who is now known as a sexually redeemed. Okay. So what happens if we still have temptations? So, of course, there's a lot of things that I need to explain, you know, to respond to this question. Things like, for example, there are three seasons in the journey of recovery. Season 1, Season 2, and Season 3. Okay, and every season has a name, and every season has to go on in the life of the befriendee who journeys with the befriender, you know. Every season needs to take a duration of a minimum of 12 months. Okay, so without that 12 months period of being in season 1, without that 12 month season of being in season 2, and eventually season 3, the befriendee cannot graduate. Cannot graduate means they cannot declare they are sexually redeemed. And this 12 months period for each season is actually a minimum. Some befriendees go on, for example, in season 1, not just 12 months, but 24 months or 36 months. But a minimum is 12 months. So how do we gauge if the befriendee is ready to move on to the second season and then to the third season and eventually graduating from the whole journey of recovery, meaning graduating from all three seasons? So the key here, you know, each season, there are two focuses, okay? There's the right hand and the left hand. The right hand, each for every season, the right hand is the same. Okay, the befriendee is to grow spiritually. The befriendee is to grow more and more intimate with the Lord Jesus Christ. Season 1, 34. Season 2, 64. This is the right hand. Huh? And season 3, 100-fold. In the area of spirituality, growing more and more intimate. 34, season 1, spiritually. 64 in the season 2 and 104. Okay, that is like the right hand, you are ready to move on. But on the left hand, on the other hand, the left hand, okay, each season the befriendee is supposed to work on different set of issues on the left hand. Okay, in season 1, the befriendee is supposed to work on the self issue. Season 2, the befriendee is supposed to work on the issues towards people of the same gender. And in the season 3, the befriendee is to work on issues towards people of the opposite gender. I hope I'm not confusing anyone. I mean, if you have been following my teachings, then this will be totally clear to you. So let's go back to the question for today. So what happens if the person, the befriendee, now becoming ex-befriendee, all right? Graduating from all three seasons, supposedly, you know, have arrived at the right hand 100-fold of a spiritual growth. And on the left hand, they have arrived at, you know, 34 for each of the three issues. Yes, there will always be temptation. Even Jesus Christ was tempted. Okay, the whole idea is not even to get rid of temptation. Temptation sometimes can function as a test. You know, you all should know by now that test is good. You want to know if you are good at mathematics, then do a maths test to find out. Don't just assume that you are good. You think you're good in English, do an English test to find out. So temptation can function as a test. Temptation is not a bad thing. Okay, there will always be temptation until you go into your grave. As long as you are in this temporary, abundant life, John 10:10 life, I like calling it, there will always be temptation. But of course, you do not handle the temptation on your own. You're not independent. You are Christ dependent. So temptation, there will always be temptation. There will not be a time. There will not be a season in your life where you will not have temptation. All right, so deal with it. Reality check, okay? But the thing is, if a befriendee truly, truly, truly has go on growing in the right hand and the left hand, which I mentioned earlier, the right hand is spirituality and the left hand is issue, the trigger issues, they will definitely build brakes. Brakes is like when you drive a car without brakes, can you imagine? So, you know, there will, the brakes will grow stronger. So let's say, you know, going back to the original question, and this befriendee who supposedly graduated from the journey of recovery, and that person is tempted. Everybody will be tempted, but fall, keep on falling. There are few theories why that happens. Okay, one would be that befriendee actually did not achieve the right hand and left hand of growth. Let's call it that. The right hand is growing in the spirituality and the left hand is the growing in resolving of the trigger issues. So, yeah, so that can happen. I've seen that happen. They assume also, yeah. So, if the person keep on falling, I mean, there's a lot of things to look into. You know, there is the difference between falling into sin when tempted. There's a difference with jumping into sin. And I like calling it that way. Jumping into sin is where, you know, you plan to do it. Okay, if any ex-befriendee, now quote-unquote, sexually redeemed individual, is jumping into sin. Jumping into sin is not the same as falling into sin. Jumping into sin, that you know, when you jump into sin, you deliberately do it. When you fall means you slip and fall is an accident. I mean, there's no excuse as well. We are supposed to fall into sin lesser and lesser and lesser. We should never jump into sin. You know, when someone is constantly jumping into sin, is someone, you know, who is planning to sin, is someone who has not graduated from the journey of recovery. Someone who do not deserve to graduate. Okay, but let's not talk about those who graduated and they jump into sin. Okay, let's not talk about that. Jumping into sin is totally not accepted. If you are an ex-befriendee, you're a sexually redeemed and you are continually jumping into sin, I'm telling you something is wrong with your graduation. You might need to go back to the JOR, meaning, and don't simply go back to the JOR. If you're not serious about recovery, don't waste anybody's time. The JOR, the journey of recovery, is only for those who are serious. We are truly lacking in manpower, so don't come and waste our time, okay? So don't think just because I'm jumping into sins and go back to the JOR and waste everybody's time, especially not mine. I'm not interested to even be your accountability partner. Okay, so someone who is jumping into sin simply means they have faked the whole journey of recovery. Okay, or they have just become a prodigal child and turned around, whatever. But let's talk about, I believe this person who's asking this question today is someone graduated, means have done the right hand and left hand growth, you know, but still get tempted into sin and fall into sin. So maybe this person do not realize that this person is still in the journey. You may not be in the journey of recovery, but there is another journey, which is the life journey. The life journey is post-JOR, and this life journey is serious. The life journey is similar to the journey of recovery, but the difference is the life journey is where you are more independent, you are more Christ dependent, you're not depending on a system to help you move forward. So the key response to this question is take your life journey seriously. Fight to do the right things that you have been doing when you were in the journey of recovery. You don't need to give any reports, right, as someone who graduated from the journey of recovery, but still do your quiet time. Find accountability partners. Fight to go to church, fight to have your quiet time, fight to attend prayer meetings, fight to fellowship on Thursday, fight to be there every Friday for HSI, so that, and the list goes on. Fight to stay in a community like SIMB RLM, where you have people who understand you. So whoever, the one who is asking this question, why are people falling, is because they think it's over. I have graduated from my JOR, I can do whatever I like. No! You need to take your life journey as seriously as you took your journey of recovery. I hope that helps. Love you.